Welcome everybody to KiwiRadio.nz, the live stream that happens every week, Tuesday, 7pm New Zealand time. Now, if you're good with gadgets, I could definitely have a hand this week because, oh my goodness, we are chock-a-full of guests today. Not complaining. I absolutely love our guests every week. We have three this week, which is fantastic, and they're all around the world as well. Most of them are Kiwi, but they're in places like France and Germany and South Africa. So we're sticking to theme. KiwiRadio.nz is a podcast that's simulcasts on UpFM. .co.nz every week. It's all about Kiwi music, starting off with Tess Lautaud. I'm going to ask her if I'm saying that right, but it's a track called Breezy As, and we have her online very soon. Check it out.
A little confused. Baby, fill my cup, hung out with the blues. Days are only getting shorter. Still waiting for a new world order. Any trouble feeling away, we get a one we can take. Don't rush me now. Cobwebs in my car, looks like we won't get too far. I magnet to your skin as the frost settles in. Breath was short and settled longer than thought. I began to show my age.
Chasing.
kiwiradio.nz. Oh, all right. Feeling breezy as with the tunes here.
And a little confused. Baby, fill my cup, hung up with the blues.
Tess is our first guest, a Franco-American singer-songwriter spending her early years between eastern city of France, Strasbourg and New York. Regularly strumming, though, in the circuit of Wanaka and Queenstown, influenced by songwriter giants like Bruce Springsteen and Joni Mitchell. Her soulful voice is with us today. Tess, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Excellent. Now, I know you know some of our artists have busy schedules, like you got band practice soon, so we'll try and fly by. And this podcast today, it's kind of like on the cusp, right? Anyways, I'm just trying to segue to your next track. On the Cusp is your next song. Tell us about it, man. What's the song about?
Yeah, well, On the Cusp is, I mean, it's, you know, when you're feeling on the cusp of something, and I wrote that in that song Golden Bay about 2 years ago. And it was pretty much this time 2 years ago. So in New Zealand, it would have been on the cusp of spring. And you just start feeling changes in the year and from feeling stuck for a while. And then, you know, things are going to shift. And, yeah, you're on that transition. So it's a soft little song to bring that out for the springtime.
Oh, very cool. And so other than this, you've got a body of work. Is there a record that we should listen to? Or?
Yeah, well, that song and the song before that, Breezy As, they both came out from my first album that was just released recently in June. It's self-titled. But, and yeah, so my first album.
Nice.
It's available on CD and it's on all the streaming services, and yeah, it's pretty cool to have released that.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, and welcome to the show. We're gonna tune into your music now and chat to you straight afterwards. This one's called "On the Cusp" by Les Leotard. Am I saying that right? What's that?
Leotard.
Okay, thank you.
Stepped out in the morning dew, damp feet walking through the garden bare view. A basket full of thoughts, jasmine whispers in my ears, calling all the shots. Oh, darling dear, wide-eyed on the cusp of a mental break, through the eyes that we once knew, thinking about the last time I wrote about you. Oh, starry-eyed in blue, bottom of a window pane, trickling from above, a puddle of love, still feeding off each other, not knowing any better, evaporating there, stifling the air. Cusp of a mental brain, through the eyes that we once knew, thinking about the last time I wrote about you. If it takes longer to grow, how will you know? Cause baby, there's still need and care. The seeds we sown will soon be grown. To feel it too, the change in the air. If it takes longer to grow, how will you know? It's buried, there's still needing care. The seeds we sow will soon be grown. Can't you feel it too? 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 There's change in the air. There's change in the air.
KiwiRadio.nz. Some lovely music there, Tess. Thank you so much, and congrats again on your debut record, which we are playing right now. So next and final track that we're showcasing is called Stay Ashore. You haven't stayed ashore yourself. You're actually overseas right now. You're in France, right?
Actually, right now I'm back in the moment.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've been kind of in between places, so yeah. But my family is in France, and yeah, it's been kind of a weird, it's been a weird few years to be in between.
Okay. So you're, sorry, I didn't quite catch that. I've got my little one crying in the background. He loves to be part of the podcast. He's only one. And I tell him every time, look, dude, come on, you're hogging the spotlight. But yes. So sorry, where did you say you were based at the moment?
I'm based in New Zealand currently, but
okay, cool.
My family's in France. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. I thought the bio said that you're in France, but your family's in France. Okay, I'm on the same page now. But anyway, so how does it feel to have your debut record? Because I mean, has it taken you a while to kind of get these songs together? Have you been brewing it in the background, or what's your story as a musician?
Yeah, I think I went to record songs not even knowing that I was, like, recording the album, really. But I just ended up with body of songs and body of work, and I do feel like, you know, the special times that we've been through in the last 2 years have led to a lot of time for reflection and stillness and assessing and waiting. And so there's been, I feel like a lot of the songs I wrote on this album happened actually during that time, mostly in 2020. So, and then I came out of that with just that energy to go and do something with it. And yeah. So it's been good for that.
Okay. Well, what's the general theme of your record at the moment? Are the songs about your personal life, or do you take a step back and maybe write about people around you, like friends and family, or is it quite a personal record?
I keep thinking about it. I think it ended up being, because it was very introspective times, I think it's a very personal record. And I feel like writing songs, and like I think the album has pretty much the order. There's a journey just in the order of the songs and stuff, and I think it just makes sense in what was just happening that year for me. So, yeah, it is a personal journey, definitely. And the theme is just about leaving and staying and changes, and it's, yeah.
And what do you feel is, like, the feedback? I mean, you've had a few reviews and releases I see on your on your page there, like 1964 magazine and all sorts of you know, reviews. But what's been like? Have you had PMs, private messages flooding your inbox since the release, or has it been quite a quiet release? Or what do you reckon?
Yeah, I feel like it's the first time I've tried to release something to that scale, I guess, and trying to really do it right. And yeah, I've had a lot of support and a lot of local, like a lot of New Zealand support, which has been really, really, really great for me and heartwarming. And because, I mean, I am quite new here in the scene. And I have a lot of friends here supporting and other musician people. And I've lived in a few places already in New Zealand, so I feel like I kind of have different bases. But yeah, I have the base in San Monica, Golden Bay, and Christchurch, and
yeah.
So it's nice. It's really nice. But also abroad, obviously in Europe and France and in the States.
No, it's pretty amazing because music can pick up on different demographics. I mean, we're not stuck to New Zealand here. And I personally like that sort of Americana vibe, like Joni Mitchell and things like that. And, that's a personal sort of genre favorite for me. Now, looking at your photos and things like that, you're always with one of those hats that James Bay wears. Are you from the country originally? What's sort of like your creative vibe? Do you, it seems here that you visit the mountains. Are you kind of a rural or city person?
Well, that's a tough one because, I mean, I feel like I lived in Paris for many years, so that was, that's definitely very city life, nightlife, and I mean, I'm in Christchurch, and that's the city. But I feel like my life in New Zealand has been a bit more rural, and I've embraced that. And so there's different aspects. Maybe in those pictures, I'm actually like around the mountains, and the lakes near Wanaka, and I just feel I've been very inspired by nature, especially in my writing. So that's a really big part, actually.
Yeah, I was definitely getting that cabin vibe with your photography there, and I think it suits the genre of music as well, so great pick with that. I always find that, your photos should match your music, and it kind of does, so there we go. And but anyways, what's next for you now that you've released your debut record? Have you got the buzz? Have you got the thrill? Are you addicted now? Is there going to be a second record on the way? What's the story?
I didn't stop writing once I recorded it. So I was still writing some songs. I'm still writing songs now, obviously. And I've met more people who are interested and want to help and who are friends also. And so I feel like I can build on that, and I know more how to do what I want to do. So it's really, you learn from everything, every experience. Is worthwhile, and so I do have a plan. I'm starting to record more songs at the moment. And hopefully for another album pretty soon. I mean, it's in the process. Yeah.
Oh well, we wish you all the best with that. And I actually wish that I could extend this interview a bit more, but I feel like today's show is going to be one of those shows that I kind of have to hurry it along. Like it's one of those job interview processes, which is not what I intended or want. Usually we have two guests, maybe one, but today we've got three. So we're going to just try and squeeze it in. There's a couple of guests waiting in the green room here. We actually have Smart Parks all the way from South Africa joining us later today. And also we have Ant Utama for those listening in. And Ant and I go way back, so I'm very excited to actually catch up with the man. He's in Germany at the moment. But Tess, maybe come back to the podcast where we have a bit more space and we could do like an Americana or folk special, because we've had a few of that genre in previous episodes as well. So we'll maybe do a folk Americana special.
I'd love to.
Yeah, that'll be great. Speaking of genre specials, Man, we've actually landed quite a few really cool acts coming up on the podcast. More on that on kiwiradio.nz/radio. There's actually a full schedule there, but there's going to be a rock special coming up. That's going to be good. We've done it before, and it's actually one of the best sort of specials we've done. I guess people love rock music, but I'd love to kind of hero this Americana folk thing that you're doing. Absolutely loving it. So before you go there, Tess, I know you got a band practice, but yeah, give us a bit of insight of the story of, we love sharing stories on this podcast, if you didn't quite realize it, but the story of Stay Ashore, what's that one about before you go?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just wondering which song I actually sent to you, but Stay Ashore is a pretty special song, and Stay Ashore is also, I performed that song in Golden Bay for the first time when I lived there, and it's a song I wrote for my grandparents, so it's about loss and moving through the grief and getting some comfort with memories.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And where can we find you on the interwebs? What's the best website to catch you on? Is it Bandcamp?
Bandcamp is great. Bandcamp, you can find the album. And I actually have there's physical release, so you can actually get it from there. Bandcamp is always great. And I'm on all the other streaming socials and on Facebook and Instagram, Tessa.
Well, we want to say a few hellos as well. We're simulcasting on a few platforms, and we're actually getting a few comments through Instagram. So big hello to Mr. Josh Lees. Thanks so much for listening in. It's like having Pharrell listen to your podcast. Josh Lees is a big name in New Zealand. Samantha as well, and Madeline, welcome. We do this Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time every week. We want to wish you all the best, Tess. Congratulations on your debut record. We're absolutely loving it, and we're going to close off your interview here with your third and final before we head over to Germany with Ant Utama. Anything else before we let you do your band practice?
Thank you so much for having me reaching out, and thanks for the support.
Yeah, it's important to have the stage here for Kiwi music, and we do it every week, and we thank you so much, Tess, for taking your time for being with us this week. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much. This is Tess Leotard. Check it out. It's Lima India Alpha Uniform Tango Alpha Uniform Delta, if you want the phonetics for that surname. Stay Ashore is the track. Whoa, this is a good one. It's got the good drum beat intro. You know it's going to be a banger when it does that. And Utama up next.
Eyes that we all breathe when we walk out that door. Remind you what you lose when you leave. Oh, I know you think about it too. Hurt people now, that's a theme. Lost friends along the way, though it's not always as it seems. Let us feel the pull. So make her softer as needed to. There are several versions of us in time. Oh, pray for you change your mind. Nothing ever too late, don't wait too long. Remember, feel everything. But it takes time to learn to say goodbye. Don't matter how much I try, sometimes and places change, and even you won't stay the same. We don't need to rearrange what we build in time remains, as long as I know my name. Well, I can step out of this pain.
Oh, loving that vibe. I'm in a good mood. Aunt Utama, welcome to the show, Aunt Utama.
Hey, Ralph. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that voice brings me back to several years back. It's been a while, mate. We are well acquainted.
It's been a long time.
We are well acquainted. We'll just say in the same musical circles, but you've actually hopped over to Germany now. How's it going over there?
Yeah. On the other side of the world. And yeah, it's been a while since I've been back home, like 3.5 years. So feeling a bit homesick at the moment.
Are you? Do you miss us? Yeah. Do you miss us small folks, or have you hit it big in Germany? What's the story there?
I'm going to be completely honest. It's a hustle and it's a grind.
Yeah.
This independent music game. And there are ups and downs in motivation and momentum, and it's just trying to work, trying to invest in myself and continue to push my music out there.
I'm gonna be really vain with my next question. Where can I get a tattoo like yours? You've got like the musical notes on the arm there in the image. It's a really vain question. It's got no substance, this question, but you know, I'd like to get your tattoo artist.
It's from New Zealand. Yeah, and it was from Otatahi Teru on K Road.
Oh, so, shout out to them. I'm going there next week.
So they're accessible to you, yeah.
No, that's awesome. Hey, you've got a dog as well. That's your best friend, right? Because we can't go without mentioning your dog. I actually don't know much about your dog. He or she appears in all your videos and posts. And tell us, what breed of dog do you have? Sorry? Whoa, lost.
Yeah, she's in the other room now. But her name is Daisy, and so the story, we don't know what breed she is. She was a street dog. My girlfriend and I were actually backpacking through Mexico and just bumped into this dog while we were hiking. And, yeah.
How do you get a dog from Mexico?
We fell in love with her.
How do you get a dog from Mexico through customs and bring it to Germany?
We went to the vet before we, made the decision, and we said, if we wanted to adopt this dog and bring it to Germany, what do we need to do? And he laid out the steps for us, and it was actually, it wasn't easy, but it was doable, and we didn't even have to hire one of those expensive agencies that charges you thousands of dollars. She actually just went on my flight in the cargo section. It was doable, and she's amazing.
Oh, it's so love. I actually love dogs. I'm a bit of a dog fan myself. And Utama is joined us at this week's podcast. He's a pop artist hailing from Aotearoa, New Zealand, but currently based in Germany. And we're going to listen to his new track, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was released last Friday, so nice. Pretty fresh.
Nice. How you feeling? New fresh feeling. New release feeling.
Yeah, it's good, but it's I mentioned the hustle before. It's just like promotion. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you don't hear that artists talk about that much. I think the artists that are lucky to be signed to a label, they have people working for them doing that. But in us indie artists, it's all done by ourselves. So that's the challenge, and happy with how it's going at the moment. But it's just to continue pitching and promoting it to try to get it out there.
Yeah, I mean that's what I admire about you is you go through the full cycle. You and I have done label stuff before, and I remember my old label telling me that this is a 6-month cycle with releases, right? Recording the song is just part of the process, but yeah, definitely you got to do the press, and it's almost like there's a 6-month cycle. That could be like a 6-month cycle, you know. That's just one song. Like talking about the same song for 6 months could be your next near future.
Yeah, and
coming future.
And in the streaming world that we live in now, the industry is saying really singles,
yeah.
And so that, especially in the pop area where I am, and so there's a 6-month cycle, but there are many cycles overlapping each other. That's the thing.
Yeah, and it's still kind of like you say, it's a hustle, and I admire you for doing it, and I'm loving the output there, and I really am. So tell us about this new single. It's called "We're Not Waking Up." It's quite the strong title
there. Yeah. Yeah, and so the reason I'm here in Germany is for love, for a German girl who I met backpacking. So this, back in 2015.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah, back in 2015, she was, we met in a hostel in Hanoi in Vietnam. And and we just hit it off and connected and traveled together. We didn't know, what this relationship could be. Logistically, it made no sense. She was from Germany, I was from New Zealand, and she had her flights ready to go home in 4 weeks. But we had this four week window to travel together, and so we traveled through Cambodia with each other and had the best time. But at the same time, that clock was ticking, and we knew our time was running out. And it felt like this perfect dream that we didn't want to wake up from, and hence the title, "We're Not Waking Up."
That's actually quite the Cinderella story. It's quite cute. It's lovely.
Yeah, so I could say it's very cheesy to say, but I like to say we still haven't woken up because 8 years later.
Play this one back to the missus and get in the good books. Tell you what, I got to get some love tips from you there. You're quite the smooth butter there, Ant. I'm all up for the good love story. What were those opening lines there to your partner?
To be honest, there were no opening lines. There were no
it's just the look.
It was like just a deep personal. We connected with each other. The one thing we had in common at that point was we had both recently got out of a 5-year long-term relationship, and we're still getting over that.
Yeah.
And so just sharing those feelings is what brought us together. It wasn't, me being cool with a witty line or anything like that.
You remind me of my stepdad here. No dad issues here. You remind me of my stepdad, how he met his partner. She went up to him and she said, "You look as miserable as I feel." And then they just hit it off. But so it wasn't quite that. It was just a thing. It happened. It was the chemistry.
Yeah. It was, and honesty.
Now, does she listen to your music?
Yeah, she does, and she listens to it all throughout the process from when it's still a draft.
So, does she give feedback, like critical feedback, or does she kind of take a back seat?
No, she's critical. She's and what I've learned here in Germany is people are honest. Right?
Yeah,
like, okay. Kiwis, we're really like, we don't want to offend you. So even if we don't necessarily like the song, we might, it's good.
It's good.
Like that's kind of how.
Yeah, like the voice goes up, you know, like, it's good. Like, yeah,
I like it. We just tiptoe around the issue. But here in Germany, I've learned that if they don't like it, they tell you. And they don't, it's not rude. It's just culturally, they're honest. And so, yeah, I've had to adjust to that because my little ego had to get used to it, but no, she loves giving feedback and it's helpful. It is helpful if I put my ego aside.
No, you're not a man of big egos. I know you very personally, so we're having a friendly banter. You can tell Ant and I know each other. You can. And so any plans of coming back to New Zealand, bringing your German partner over, or is do you think you'll just stay in Germany for this near future kind of thing?
I'm definitely on the cards to come visit.
No
flights have been booked, but hopefully next summer would be a good time. It's just very, because it's winter over here, and it's a very quiet time music wise and gig wise. So it kind of would work well. So obviously the pandemic has prevented that from happening for the last few years.
So for the big P word. The big P word. But the seasons could work out, I suppose, with the different climates. That could definitely work out. You could be the jet setter. Now, in Germany, so what's your typical week like at the moment in Germany? Have you got a little creative space that you're kind of nesting in, or what's the story with your music?
Well, I don't have a really special studio or anything like that. We live in a 60 square meter apartment, so it's pretty tight. I just pull out the guitar in any room, and that's kind of my creative process. But to be honest, at the moment, because it's summer, there's a lot of gigs going on. And so, unfortunately, there's not as much time to be creative, but at least I'm getting out there on the stage and, earning a bit of money because, as I said, in the last couple of years, it was pretty dry.
Yeah, no, I've been following you for some time there, Ant, so I won't ask too many questions. You've got a lot of upcoming shows all over the place in Germany. Whipperfurth, Bonn, Düsseldorf.
Places that I had never heard of before I came to Germany.
I feel like German language is like really like nice cuisine all the time. Like even if you're just saying places, names of places, it's like, I'd love that type of sausage, the Whipperfurth. I'm going to offend some people here, which I don't want to do. I actually love Germany. I've been to Berlin myself for 3 days, and I envy you, actually. You're doing great. So, stay there for as long as you need to. Give those people the good vibes, because you certainly have that. You certainly have that with your music. What's next for you? You've got gigs coming up, but in terms of recordings and things like that, do you have more planned?
Yeah, so as I mentioned that in the pop industry, it's very singles focused. So that's kind of how I'm releasing, rather than putting an album out, which is a huge investment. So my next track is coming out in early October, and that's actually funded by New Zealand On Air. So looking forward to that was really cool to receive that funding. That's the second time I've received it, and so they give you money to support to produce a track, to create music video and for promotion as well. So
that's awesome, man.
Really, really thankful to NZ On Air for that, and looking forward to putting that out. Heading to Berlin in a couple of weeks to film the music video for that.
Nice.
I'm based in Cologne, which is on the other side of the country, so it's full on at the moment, and it's a good feeling.
Well, before you go, we're going to close this interview off with We're Not Waking Up. You've told us what the story is, and we wish you all the best. Ant Utama actually has his own website, which is antutama.com. I love it when these people have a .com. You know, it's just... All right. Ant Utama, thank you for joining me this week. And stay cool, stay creative, my friend. It's really great awesome. To hear Thanks. Your voice again. It's been a while.
Thanks for having me. Likewise.
All right. Catch the replay of the interview at our website, kiwiradio.nz. This is Ant Utama's new single, We're Not Waking Up. Wake me up, antutama.com. Very straightforward website there. And we have quite the other guest as well. We have Smart Parks, who's been on the show before. I hear you fumbling your microphone. Welcome to the show again, Parks. Great to have you back, man. You're in South Africa, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, you've been busy. You've been busy with the music creation thing, right? Do you have your own studio? Is that why you're pumping out the jams so quickly?
Yes. Like, we do have a studio. Like, we have a mini studio. Like, we bought it, you know, me and my friend. So we both own it. Okay? like, yeah, it doesn't, the process doesn't really take time. Once I just get an idea right now, I just release the song like now. So, yeah, I could say yes, we do have a studio.
Well, I always appreciate you coming back to the stage. You've got a new single called Dive In. Tell us about this track.
Yes. So, you know, like, actually, you know, like in the past month, I was like, I had this depression problem, you know, like, feeling like nobody wants me and stuff, you know. So I thought, because like every time I tell someone like I'm suffering from something like this, they just took it as like maybe it's a joke or maybe I'm joking, you know. But then I thought maybe if I just put it on a track, you know, just let everybody like dive into the thoughts of, you know, of someone who's depressed or how they feel and how they think, you know.
Mm. Okay, well, it sounds like sounds like a brave song there, and we'll play that. And you wanna showcase another song, right? You sent me another song as well. We've got two songs today.
It's called "Sad Boys Worldwide." It's actually they share the same idea, you know.
Okay, we'll play that second song straight afterwards, but that will be pretty much the show today. We've tried to squeeze as much value in today's episode, and honestly, like I said at the start of the show, this has been probably the most technical thing in the background, because we've had three guests today, not complaining. It's been a great show so far, and all three guests have been fantastic. Parks, thank you first and foremost for being so patient in your slot, but we're finally there. Let's show the people. Dive in. Parks is PARX, and he's in South Africa. Check it out.
Do it anyway, give it to the devil. At least I'm gonna see some change. Put it on my back. If you think I'm stacking it, if it's suicide, then I think I'm really near. If it's love, then I'm never ever going there. My, oh my, I'm crushing on this love, but it don't wanna hurt. It hurt me, then it's fine. I'm tired of this life. It's better if I die. She caught me deep inside. Jump at you, blame me. Faking the pain, feel you play me to my casket. Now you got me buried. Soul in the night, sorrow in the night. I'm strong in the light, and I hope it don't mind. Fuck everything, bitches all are deceived. They all have traded your love for the shit they don't need. I'm like, ah, you still wanna play me, even though I'm hurting. I'm like, ah, don't need to show mercy, cause I'm missing all this. I could just make it so I could be better.
You still wanna play me even though I'm hurting. I'm like, no need to show mercy cause I'm missing all this. I'm the kind that's lonely but I never show it.
Oh, dude, that vocal at the end, come on. You can't. That was exciting. I love that. That I love that song, man. That's quite the banger. That made me feel good. I know that song was about rejection you mentioned and things like that, but, hey, we're not rejecting you at all at this podcast. We're actually loving you to bits here. And So tell me, your next song here is called "Sad Boys Worldwide" or "Sad Boys WW." Is this dedicated to all the sad boys out there, or what's the story?
Yes. Actually, dedicated to the sad boys. You know, in a way, I'm just trying to, you know, make them find a way to, you know, express the way they feel. And suicide isn't the answer, because I know the sad boys are just wanna, you know, they just want to let everything go, just die, and they could, but that's not the answer, man. Just, you know, you like me, I found music as a way, so that's helping me. So if you could just find a way to, you know, do those things, then everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, look, mental health is a very important topic, and it's one to be taken quite seriously. And I feel that, you know, every emotion has a season, and if you are feeling sad, boy, definitely check out some parks, because that'll turn the emotion around. And Mr. Parks, if you're ever feeling a sad boy, just keep hitting those synthesizers and that vocoder. Who are your influences in terms of music?
Like, well, what do you mean? Influences,
like musical influences, rappers, singers, producers, that kind of thing.
Oh, like, I'm actually a big fan of this producer, you know. Mm-hmm. I believe he's in your country, or I'm not sure, you know. It's Chucky Beats and these Kai Beats. I don't know how he's located, but I'm a big fan of those people, you know. So they make good music, and they taught me a lot in production, which now helps me make my own music.
Yeah, love it.
And I'm also a big fan of Ty Dolla Sign. To know him, I love Ty Dolla Sign and Travis Scott. They just have my kind of vibe.
Love it, love it. And Parks, please continue to send us those clips. We're going to be closing the show very soon, right now actually. But where can we find you? What's the best web link to find more Parks music?
What? Pardon?
Where can we find your music online?
Oh, wait. You can find my music anywhere, you know, Spotify, but I usually prefer Spotify, you know. Mm-hmm. You can just go search up my name or go to the release later, but searching up my name, you know, Parks, it's like P-A-R with the capital letter X, and you're going to see all my music there, to really anywhere someone wants to. You know, anywhere you play music, you're going to find my music there. Apple Store, anywhere, you're just going to find my music.
I also found Smart Parks. He's from Johannesburg, South Africa, on SoundCloud. That's another good place, soundcloud.com/smart-par-x. He's got some tunes there too. Hey, thanks so much for being on the show. You got more tunes coming up this year?
Yes. I have a lot of tunes coming out.
That's awesome.
I'm actually working on an album. On an album, you know? Still working on it, and I think it's gonna have about 50 tracks in it. You know, different features from different countries. You know, just you know, yeah.
Yeah, put something on Bandcamp. Are you on Bandcamp at all? Put something on there.
I'll definitely look at it.
Yeah, put something on Bandcamp. That way we can feature your album on the front page of kiwiradio.nz. And, we'd love to feature more of your music. Anything else you'd like to add before we let you go for this episode?
Thank you for having me, man.
Anytime. We love having you on the show all the time. Dive In is officially my favorite so far, but will it be overtaken by Sad Boys WW? We'll soon find out. Thanks, Parks, for being on the show. And I'm going to have to wrap up the show now, because we're past our hour slot on upfm.co.nz. Shout out to the UpFM family, actually, who let us hijack their techno station. Every Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time, we go all genres on there. But otherwise, if you like your house, electronica, all sorts of stuff there, head over to upfm.co.nz, where we're simulcast. In fact, Josh is actually saying hello on the UpFM chat room. Hello there. It's sometimes really difficult to keep track of all the little different chat rooms. But thank you again, Parks, for being on the show. Eh? Stay cool.
Yes, thank you for having me, man.
This is his brand new track called Sad Boys WW. Thanks for being on the show, everybody. Want to say thanks so much for our previous guests, Tess Leotard and AntUtama.com. Catch you all next week.
Way to my future, feeling kinda slow. Bleeding while I'm young. Sad boys, only rest on weekdays. Sad boys, never living long. Sad boys, feeling really restless. Sad boys. Hey, I'm just a little boy and I'm hurt. Everything I touch, they be calling back. I'm lonely and it's cold in this little world. Pick a sheet and go. I made an ocean on my bed. Way to my future, feeling kinda slow. Leading what I'm young. Sad boys, only rest on weekdays. Sad boys, never living long. Sad boys, feeling really restless. Sad boys. Sad boys, only rest on weekdays. Sad boys.
Had to take a stand. You won't understand, no ho, you don't understand. No ho, I don't need your love. I just need that block to fly away, get all the pain. So I jump on the speed, pox on the beat, pick up the keys and knock at the connections. Go and get it, go and get it, go and get it. Made a deal with the devil. Set boy, but I'm never alone.
Part X is one of your sons, not a joke, but it's more of a pun. Dark days feeling comfortable.
Dark days have done me. Pain is something that I'm used to. Dark days have done me. This is something more like home now. Dark days have done me. After me, yeah.
Hey, I'm just a little boy and I'm hurt. Everything I touch, they be calling back. I'm lonely and it's cold in this little world. Pick a sheet and go. I made an ocean on my bed. Way to my future, feeling kinda slow. Bleeding while I'm young. Sad boys, only rest on weekdays. Sad boys, never living long. Sad boys, feeling really restless. Sad boys. Hey, I'm just a little boy and I'm hurt. Everything I touch, they be calling back. I'm lonely and it's cold in this little world. Pick a sheet and go. I made an ocean on my bed. Way to my future, feeling kinda slow. Bleeding while I'm young. Sad boys, only rest on weekdays. Sad boys, never living long. Sad boys, feeling really restless. Sad boys.
That's the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. KiwiRadio.nz here same channel, Tuesday, 7 p.m. New Zealand time. Next week, we have Sonic Space Lab coming back to the show, as well as Kokomo joining us. Pull Down the Sun will be the following week with Luke and Jenna from Bird Machine, and all sorts of flavors each and every week, and I'm really loving hosting the show. Because I get to talk to people, and I love talking to people. You know, I love it. And that's the show, everybody. And actually, Ant is still on the, still listening in. Thank you, Ant, for listening in. Thank you so much for everybody listening in. If you'd like to relive this episode, head over to kiwiradio.nz for a limited time. You'll be able to download the episode as an MP3. My name is Ralphie. That's the show, folks. Remember to stay cool, stay creative. If you've got some music, submit it over to kiwiradio.nz. Have a good one.